This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. All right, we are getting pumped up for a big day on Sunday. You know, we've got the Browns Radio Network here. Man, I got to tell you, our office is going nuts. So next door, they got everyone's wearing Browns stuff. They're all pumped. I wonder how many offices are in full Browns regalia today as they get set to. Why are you laughing at me? Why are you laughing at me?
Because you have a Dallas Cowboys helmet on your shirt.
I do not have a Dallas Cowboys helmet on my shirt. What am I wearing?
Oh.
That is not the Dallas Cowboys.
It's the only high school in America that I believe is legally licensed to use the Dallas Cowboys helmet.
That is true. That would be the Kenson Bombers, yes. I was out there. They have a brand new weight room out there. I was out there for their dedication. We had a good time. Coach Grubbs out there.
Nice.
That whole...
It's a nice hoodie.
That whole Division Three, the whole Division Three Region 9 is a fun group of folks out there.
Swag.
Good. All right, so obviously we've got a big matchup, another Ohio matchup, the Battle of Ohio. It is the Bengals and the Browns, and no other sport is allowed to say that, correct?
Still my heart.
Is that true? No other sport's allowed to partake in that? So that's, talking about copyright infringements.
Do you hate the Bengals?
I kind of just, even like before.
Aren't they like your cousin?
Yeah, they're just kind of irritating.
They're like your cousin.
They're irritating.
They're Aunt Matilda's kid. They come over.
Yeah.
They sit over there. They eat too much food, and they go home.
In some ways, despite the fact that the Browns are reborn, the Bengals kind of have that little brother feel, too. Is that what you're trying to say? Is it little brother, little cousin feel for you? Then?
I didn't say little. I just said, did I say little?
No, but that's the feeling.
They're my cousins. They have a cousin feel to me. You know, like I have a ton of respect for the Pittsburgh Steelers organization.
Yeah.
And I actually like watching the Steelers.
Yeah.
But I can't say that I like the Steelers. I like watching them. I've always enjoyed watching them because I think they're good. I have a ton of respect for what Ozzie Newsome has done in Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand the Baltimore Ravens for obvious reasons.
Right.
Like you feel about Denver.
Well, but, it's how I feel the same way about the Ravens.
But
I feel the same way about the Bengals.
I have a hard time getting mad about the Cincinnati Bengals. I do. I don't know why.
It's still respecting Paul Brown is what it is.
I don't think that's it, Andy.
There's no other reason why.
I don't think that's it for me.
I couldn't stand the Bengals when I was a kid growing up because I never liked Trumpy and I never liked Collinsworth. And it was even more irritated when they got a platform on television to irritate me to the nth degree. Now, maybe that's in my DNA. My dad was like, oh, I can't stand Bob Trumpy. Played for the Bengals. And all I see when I see Bob Trumpy is that silly rookie card or second year card he had, and I'm looking and he had some kind of goofy face on his trading card, and I was like, who likes this guy?
I can't get all fired up about the Bengals. In fact, I find myself pulling for Joe Burrow, not against the Browns, but I find myself pulling for Joe Burrow.
I like Joe Burrow too. I don't really have a problem with him. I don't. I like Boomer Esiason too.
I love
like
their passing game, man. Burrow, Chase, Higgins.
I didn't mind Ken Anderson.
That's fun, man.
Well, speaking of Chase, he had some thoughts on this game against the Browns and playing here in Cleveland and talking about the dog pound. And, you know, if he would find the end zone, would he end up jumping in to the dog pound? I can't see that happening, but here's what he had to say.
Cleveland got good field. I like their grass field. I don't have no problem with their fans or nothing. I always wanted to jump into the dog pound. I've never did that, but I always wanted to. So, I mean, Cleveland not bad.
Is that on the table?
No, I wouldn't do it. I heard they stab people in there. I'm messing with y'all, man. I'm a troll, bro. I do stuff to troll. And I love it, though, because they think I'm serious the whole time. So.
That's funny. Cleveland not bad. That's what he said. And then he said, messing with y'all, man.
You like that or you don't?
I thought it was a hilarious comment. And the look on his face, he was really, I thought it was funny.
There was more to it, too.
That's fun stuff. You know what I mean? That's fun.
He said, I'm a troll, bro. I do stuff to troll. I love it, though, because they think I'm serious the whole time. It's just funny, man. Small stuff like that. You've got to have fun with it. You've got to take everything we do. Yo, you can't take everything we do seriously. Or serious. Somebody's got to have some fun with this stuff, you know? You know? I don't know. I mean, I don't have any problem with that. I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think that's bulletin board material either. He's just having fun.
Oh, that was fun. And the way he said
so
it,
what
the
they
look
do,
on
though?
His face, that's fun.
I think if he jumped in the dog pound, I'd love it if the dog pound just turned their back and let him fall.
You know,
that's what I would do. Why would you catch a guy from the other team if you're in the dog pound?
You know what I think would
and
be?
And by the way, the dog pound's nothing like it used
can
to be.
Can anybody give me an idea how to do this?
Sure.
I shouldn't even say this, but I'm going to. I wonder if there's a big phony plastic knife manufacturer that can hand out plastic knives, like big ones, so that when Chase comes
like
out
Halloween
on the field,
stuff?
The dog.
Yeah, that's
pound,
not getting past security.
I know. That's my thing.
Yeah.
If there was any way to do it in a fun way, wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be funny?
I just
if like everybody
see.
In the dog pound held up a phony knife or something like that, Jamar Chase would just laugh like crazy on the field.
Yeah, and then
that
all those
funny.
People would get thrown out.
Yeah, I know. You don't want that.
No, you'd have an empty dog pound for the rest of the game. Don't do it, not even if it's plastic. I'm not trying not to be the no fun police here. Trying to cover your behind on this.
He said knife. You can't, you know, I don't know how you do it. That's what I said. I don't know how you do it, but... Wouldn't it be hilarious?
Like a plastic knife, like people pulled out plastic knives from their meal inside the...
Well, or
spork him.
Or something.
Yes, the world's
not,
greatest
not
gift,
that.
Spork.
No, I mean like, you know, like a 3-foot knife so that he could actually see it. And all in fun, of course. Man, that kid can play. He is good. Interesting build for a wide receiver, too. He's like 6 foot, about 210. Man, can he play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is. I don't know. Is it? The Bengals are not, though, and I don't really, this is kind of a trite topic, but I just, they're not.
When it comes to rivals in the division, they're number three. Steelers.
Yeah.
Aren't they number three?
Yeah. But you have a legitimate reason for not liking all three other teams.
What's the legit reason for not liking the Bengals other than the fact that they play in the division and you have to beat them? I mean, they have the same color scheme. You're a little off.
It makes you wish that Paul
Brown. They're owned by a Brown. We are the Browns.
Yeah. Are we the Browns because of them, though?
That's the theory.
Hmm. Well, let's back that up. Brian's in Brecksville. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Brian.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I've had this crazy idea for a couple of years, and it starts with the question of why are we still called the Browns?
Okay.
And I think I'm going to make some head spin. Don't you think it would be better if we just kind of changed our name? And let me kind of hear me out. The origin of football is the Canton Bulldogs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And why can't we adopt that name and tie it to the actual dog pound? Think of the jerseys that the Browns will sell. And Paul Brown, you know, left us and started his legacy is his legacy, right? But he started a franchise in the same state with the same color scheme. Mm-hmm. And I just kind of think that it would be a really good thing that if we just kind of renamed, ripped, and replaced, and started from scratch.
Okay, so Paul
Brown didn't leave on his own.
No. Brian, no,
I get that.
Brian,
get
would
that.
You be willing to stand at the 50-yard line with 2 minutes to go in a 3-point game and try to sell that with a microphone at the stadium on Sunday?
Yes, I would.
You would. You'd be willing to do that. I don't know if you noticed this, but there was a baseball team here in town that changed their name, and the backlash still kind of emanates a little bit.
Unless they score runs, then nobody cares.
That's true. That's
exactly right. If they were good, we would sell it out.
Right. Oh, they do sell it out even with the name. But the fans are still irritated by that for baseball.
When the team came back in 99.
That was the time to do it.
Well, yeah. And I actually wouldn't have minded that at all. I know it wouldn't. A lot of folks wanted the Browns back just as is. I actually thought Cleveland Bulldogs at the time, Brian. Just completely change it, change the color scheme, do everything. New franchise, let's go.
As long as Baltimore would have still changed their name to the Ravens, I would have been good with it.
Yeah. If they were the Baltimore Browns, like they're the Indianapolis Colts, that would have been terrible.
That would have been brutal.
The Ravens are not called the Ravens. They are the Ratbirds, just for the record.
Thank you. Brian wants to change the name of the Browns. Okay, thank you, Brian. Brian in Brecksville. I don't disagree. Like, I was down with it in 99. I'd still be down with it now. I just think the backlash at this point is just...
If I recall correctly, they did a public vote on the name for the Ravens.
Oh, okay.
They were supposed to be the Baltimore Browns.
Right.
And then that went
Remember
by.
Vinny told us that.
Yeah.
That's why I don't like Vinny
had,
to this day.
They had mugs.
They were selling.
There were actually mugs that said Baltimore Browns.
Oh, I saw jackets and T-shirts with it.
And then they ran this contest. If I'm not mistaken, Modell's idea was to be called the Baltimore Rhinos. Because the Rhino is some licensed nickname that the NFL had already. That you know they've already got it locked up.
Right.
But instead, the people in Baltimore voted for Ravens based on Edgar Allan Poe.
It made more sense, didn't it?
Well, I thought
especially
so,
when
yeah.
they stole the logo and got sued for the original logo and had to take it off their helmets.
Yes, exactly right.
Good move there, Art. Well done. Another good move.
Oh, was the Maryland something or other? What was it? With that checkerboard and the whole thing?
Yeah, it's just their state flag. Yeah, that's exactly. all that is.
But there was something more to it.
Well, the Terrapins have that, too.
And yeah, maybe that was
they, it. They have that on their... No, it was the actual Raven. It was the drawing
of the Raven
that got ripped off because somebody had put it in for a contest.
Like the NBC logo way back in the day that was the same as the public television station in Nebraska.
Ah, little unknown fact right there. Thank you. All right, when we come back, let's do two keys and a lock. We'll get you ready for the game against the Bengals on Sunday. Also coming up later in the show, Tim May at 1 o'clock. We will do quick predicts at 1:40. All of these things straight ahead on Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
A little bit of news before we head to break from Browns practice. all 53 men on the field for Browns practice. Miles Garrett, everybody involved, all 53 on the field for Browns practice today. Good thing to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.